What's going on, people? What's going on, people? Man, the sixth man in the building, man, and you are tuning in to the Six Man Convo. Hit it. Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet ain't got no rhythm. So it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to treat a friend. The wasted chance that I've been given. Cause I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with. Oh shit. Goddamn. My bad. What's happening?
That's that shit, boy. I love that dang on song.
We was over here jamming.
My bad, y'all. What's going on, man? Like you said, man, it is the Six Man Convo tonight. Hey, as you already see, man, to my stage left, as we are, hey, we got the franchise in the building joining us tonight. As y'all know him as Big Ant.
Mm-hmm.
We know him as the franchise. And at the bottom of the screen, you already know it is Senator Palpatine. It is the Mad Scientist. Mad Mike Sports is in the building. Y'all.
And ladies, I don't mind being on the bottom, okay? I don't mind being on the bottom.
I mean
you got to let her take charge sometime, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to lean back and let her do work. Yeah.
Oh, so we're doing the Fat Joe today.
They saw him cut me on guard with that one. God damn. I wasn't ready for that one, y'all.
Leave it.
Oh, he got me. He don't get me because he don't get me off guard, bro, but that took me off guard.
Hey, man, sometimes, hey, look. Look, sometimes you just gotta lean back and let her do a thing.
But hey, you know,
snipers on the roof.
Right there. All right, man. Hey, look. D. Coleman said that YouTube is not sending out y'all's notifications at all.
Follow us on Twitter. I promise you. Follow us on Twitter. If you're on Facebook, follow on Facebook also. I will make sure y'all get the. I know I post everywhere, not just YouTube. So if y'all follow us everywhere, I guarantee you'll see something from us.
So that's very interesting. So the notification ain't hit. So you telling me that the KK, my channel done got shadow banned now?
Bruh, YouTube be bugging sometimes. They do that.
Oh, we shadow banning dudes now?
Hey, sure y'all. Another thing too, I did notice this. So anybody that follows us, make sure when you subscribe, make sure that the notification bell is black, because it's a lot of, for whatever reason with YouTube, it says get all notifications, but you have to click it and make sure the notification bell says all, and it'll prompt you and then say, all right, you know you set up for it. But for whatever reason, there's a bug in YouTube, so make sure that you hit subscribe and get the, actually click all notifications so you won't miss it. So there is a bug with the YouTube system, so just so y'all know, make sure you hit the all button.
So you telling me they trying to get a player?
They trying to get a player. Yeah, they
hey,
trying to.
It's all good. Hey, what it is?
I bet you won't get a motherfucker. Get a motherfucker. All
right, man. Like you said, but we gonna kick this off with how we always kick the show off, man. Mike, go ahead, man. What do we always?
It's so real.
Jesus. That was the what her name is?
What the hell was that?
Hold on. I thought Easter Sunday.
You know how them church woman, you know how them church lady be like,
yeah. I thought Easter Sunday already passed, bro.
Sound like yeah, Ron Osland. Yeah, you sound like Ron Osland in that Jamie Foxx episode where it was like living in a love for Jesus.
Oh, you know, no. You know that episode where David Allen Greer was on Martin and he was doing his impression of the pastor. Is that
Pastor Ron Osland?
That boy good.
Sexual chocolate.
Hey, at least you wasn't part of
Leon Lonnie Love. That's who it was.
At least you wasn't part of the swallowing. Yeah, at least you ain't
saying no, not the swallowing.
We don't want to get caught up in the swallowing.
All right, man. Hey, man, let's get this roll call going, man. We're going to let the DJ go ahead and hit us up, man. All right, DJ, go ahead, roll it. Right now, y'all saw that, right? Hey, man. So today we kicking off the roll call. We got Smooth C78. We got Eric Mack, Pat Norris, YMOF, Jamal. We got my girl Sonya in here.
Sonya.
Harvey Freeman. We got Auntie Pam in the building. And for y'all to know, the Lady Birds will be back after the draft. Got a lot of pre-stuff going on for the draft. So absolutely, the ladies gonna be back. So in the meantime, like I said, you may get the six-man convo back at the regular time until the ladies get back on. I don't know yet. But we got JB, D. Coleman, Georgia Texas boy, Terry Lloyd, Brian Peoples, got Southside 12, got Christopher Wright. Hey, man, like I said, make sure you go ahead, hit that like button. Make sure you hit that notification button on the way in. As Mike said, hit it on all. That kind of didn't sound right. Hit it all. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and get right into the show. So, DJ. Man, that shit sound like some old Crime Time ass shit.
Oh, it did. If I can rap. No, I can't. You know what? It's the crazy part. I write poetry, but when I try to write a song, it don't come out. It don't come out right. So maybe I need some. I need to hit with Night Rider, get with Night Rider, and tie.
You just need to sip some alcohol. That's all. It'll come out.
Okay. See.
Now, look, we ain't finna do that right now. Georgia already said, who's covering draft night? All of us.
What kind of question that is? Y'all know that.
All of them.
Like, look, you finna get the regulators, you finna get the heavy hitters, the realist OGs. We got some of the affiliates coming through.
ATL Sports Endgame got you.
We got, like I said, you might catch a couple of the Lady Birds on there with us. So, oh yeah, don't forget Noah and Trey as well. You're gonna see at least 4 to 5 first round draft shows from 4 to 5 different channels.
Yes, everybody.
basically, what K Styles is saying is we are the network.
Man, that network is crazy.
Hey, what Wine is saying? Shots all around.
That's it.
Look. He said, just asking. I need all that in my life.
Hey, you get me.
All right, man. So
I need it in my life. I want it in my life.
Come put it in my life.
Mm. I always thought that sentence didn't sound right. Like, put it in my life. I'm like, okay, now, okay, we're gonna get to the show, y'all. I'm sorry, we apologize, man. So we got two topics going on tonight, man. So you already know what the deal is. We let the people vote on how we're gonna kick the show off. So our first topic tonight, this is for one. You gotta push one for this one. Is does the Atlanta Falcons need Kirk Cousins to be a game manager for team success in 2024? Topic two. After the Cam Newton and Shannon Sharp interview, do Falcon fans value symbolism over team success?
Oh, that's a good one.
So we're going to give y'all opportunity to go ahead and make your selection. And while we're doing that, we're going to read a couple comments while we're at it. That's that. Auntie Pam said, hey, look. Auntie Pam said they're going to be at the draft party at the Bears Thursday. You might catch a couple of us over there with her. So,
Yes, you will. K-Styles, we have a two K-Styles and a two and a two and a two.
Why you gotta say it right? You gotta say it like Baltimore people say two and they got a two.
Okay. K-Styles, we have a two and a two and a two and even one more two.
Lord.
So y'all want to start hard conversation.
Well, they want to start it. They want to start off with some the bullshit. That's what they
want.
Yeah. Are y'all ready to start off with the bullshit?
Yes.
All right, let's start with the bullshit. So for those that may not have saw the Heavy Hitter show last night, if you haven't, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the Heavy Hitters live channel. There was a question that I had literally asked. Is the Atlanta Falcons the only team in the NFL in which it's not all the fans, but majority of its fan base and media value symbolism at the quarterback position over overall team success?
Mm-hmm.
And it was validated by the fact that a lot of people value speaking on said quarterback position and how much of a need of it is for the Falcons. But we had a guy last night on the show in the comment section said that the fans are begging for a dual threat quarterback. It doesn't matter if he's black or white or such and such, which I said was cap, because every quarterback that they didn't try to push in Atlanta always fit one mold.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to answer that question, you got an answer for that question, Ant? I'm gonna let you kick it off.
They all fit this. All them quarterbacks that they trying to send here are this. They this. And it doesn't matter, like, okay, completion percentage is trash. Doesn't matter. They say the quarterback that we have now is trash in the playoffs, but outside of the Super Bowl run, what is these quarterbacks' records in the playoffs? Oh, they trash too. So why does it's funny to me that it's only Atlanta in the history of sports. In all the sports, that they want all these quarterbacks to come here. They don't say Green Bay. They don't say Baltimore. They don't say even Tennessee, Arizona, none of them. It's only here that every black quarterback that is a dual threat has to come here.
And you said the key word, too, that is a dual threat. Now, if he's not a dual threat, then they don't want him here.
Nope.
Juan, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind me asking a question.
Yeah.
Now, kind of going off of what Ant said, do you agree that when it comes to the quarterback position here in Atlanta, does the symbolism, do you, from your eyes, have you seen that when it came to the media and the fans, that the deity of Michael Vick is what everybody is pushing for the quarterback to be in Atlanta, and they demonize anybody else that doesn't fit that mold?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, and I'm going to take a page out of the senator's book. All right, people, let's get this out the way. Basically, what we have here is a simple run, nigga, run syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, that's wait a minute. Say that one more time. What happened?
What we have here in Atlanta, Georgia, is the run, nigga, run syndrome. So that means that Kirk Cousins don't fit the bill. Matt Ryan don't fit the bill. Taylor Heineke don't fit the bill. Lightly toasted Ritter don't fit the bill.
Don't say that name, because it's about to be two or three motherfuckers about to show up here.
We don't speak about Bruno.
I welcome the Kung Pao Negroes.
No, Juan. We don't speak about Bruno.
We got the lightly frothy Hawaiian punch. He don't fit the bill. Y'all still stuck on run, nigga, run. You got to be charcoal toasted.
You got to run a 4.3.
You got to be faster than the GSP cop car. You got to be more disrespectful than wearing no clothes at a presidential election. And you got to be able to throw a ball at least one time every 500 times you run.
Hey, Southside had already started the goddamn hashtag RNR.
That's it. I want all y'all in the chat to put hashtag RNR. So when you see these people come in the chat, these Kung Paoians come in the chat talking about, what about this quarterback and what about that? You can say RNR. Because, and I'm going to go through it. Man, Mike has given you the facts, the stats, and the truth until he got nauseated. K Styles gave you the facts and the stats and truth until he had the runs. Ant gave you the facts and stats and truth until he had gas. And y'all still want the man to run. Y'all don't care nothing about no numbers. Y'all don't care how much they throw. We told y'all Kirk Cousins has a consistent 4,000 passing yard season. No. We need that boy in the field. We need that Jackson and Lamar. No. We need that scam of a Newton, the fig Newton, wearing his mother's tablecloth leggings.
Hey, I'm about to say, let me ask all y'all a question right quick. Do you remember there was a point in time where these very same people were sitting up here capping for the Falcons to trade for Tyler Huntley? Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Remember, they said because he was a Pro Bowl quarterback and he made the Pro Bowl after playing three games in the season.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry that some of y'all it's gonna hurt, but we gotta be realistic. That man didn't do too much to better the quarterback position. He had an arm. He was very talented. He was a dynamic athlete. But the man basically lived off of the hype. Okay? You know what I'm saying? He lived off the hype. Now, would he broke a record? Yes. By being the first quarterback to really get a $100 million contract? Yes. This man's jersey was worldwide. He was a worldwide phenom. But did it equate to team wins? Not very many. And I keep saying this. We were excited for him because we didn't think much of the team. Let's be real. Y'all didn't think these Atlanta Falcons was about shit back then. Y'all was excited for Vic because why? It made you feel good to watch a team that you didn't think was really going to be shit. And we're in a city that's a fake it till you make it society. If you look at Atlanta right now, we are fake Hollywood. Everybody wanted, look, it's 6+ million people in the city, and 5,999,000 of us are broke, and only 1 million of us actually got money. and 5 million of them on TikTok and Instagram acting like they going on vacation. Nigga, you in your backyard taking pictures of your barbecue. Stop playing. So when we look at the quarterbacks, we want them to make us feel good. We want them to make us look sensational. Why? Because we really don't believe in the team. And when they put a white boy in there that actually has the fundamentals together, that actually has got the numbers, that actually has the quote unquote quarterback mentality where you read, you react, you go through your progressions, all of a sudden now that's an abomination.
Remember the very same numbers that folks was complaining the last couple of years that the quarterbacks weren't getting.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because guess what you did? You did the same thing with our great in Matt Ryan, because what you say? You couldn't debate his numbers. You couldn't debate how he won the games. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't debate the fact that the defense half the time didn't back up his offensive prowess. So what you say? Oh, he just don't run. Okay. So now we gave you somebody that ran. Now, guess what? He couldn't throw a lick. Now we need somebody that got to be able to run and throw. Oh, we gave you that. Oh, but he wasn't dark enough. He had a little bit too much mayonnaise in his coffee. Now you had a problem with that.
Don't be talking about Mr. High School Musical like that, man.
listen. I'm talking about Horseshack. Yes, I am. And now we come to
chilling. Like, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
Right. And now you got and now you got Mr. Frosty Ice himself. And now I don't know about Kurt, man. He got numbers, but I'm telling you this. Look at the numbers. A consecutive 4,000 season, bro. That's not all 17 games. That's playoff games too. But remember now, Mike said it earlier today. Y'all, you know, the only thing about him is he don't do good in the playoffs, you know, against teams over 500. You know why? Because the defense damn near falls off. But we don't want to talk about that.
Well,
so, like I said, everybody sit down. If you're in your house, go get a mirror, put it in front of your face and say, I am stuck on the run nigga run train when it comes to Atlanta. And you'll feel a lot better. You'll feel so much better.
All right, man, Mike, you've been quiet over there, so I'm gonna ask you this second part of the question right here. If you don't mind answering this question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since we get the symbolism part out the way, do you think that the said people that's looking for the symbolism are are they, do you feel like they're more so for the team or tolerant of the team?
To be honest, I don't think they even can spell tolerant.
T-O-N tolerant.
I didn't ask you to spell. I said them.
Spell tolerant. Spell tolerant. One.
B-O-L-L-M-E-2. Like Beetlejuice be spelling? Yeah. That's how they spell. They spell like Beetlejuice.
Shit, the way this economy going, boy, the rent is getting taller.
But as far as your question is concerned, man, I don't think they don't even care about being tolerant, because to be honest, man, a lot of these people have no clue looking at these numbers. Let me ask y'all a question. 1998, y'all remember one of the greatest offenses to ever step foot in the NFL? 98. Not that one.
Oh, the Minnesota Vikings.
Anybody know how many passing yards they had? Randall Cunningham had that year.
I have no idea, but I just remember Randy Moss catching 3 passes for 170 yards and 3 touchdowns on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
So if you were to make a guess, how many yards you thought he threw that year?
I say about 4,300.
What about you, Ant?
Say
5,000.
One.
I say
4,900. Every last one of y'all wrong.
Okay. What we got?
3,700 yards.
Wow. Oh,
and,
damn.
Wow. That's just over what you said the minimum should be, right? 3,500?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to think about especially around that time, that was actually considered pretty high. But the thing about it was, when you thought about how quote unquote explosive that offense was, you would have thought that he threw for over 4,000.
You would have. That's exactly what I mean. So, in essence, what I'm saying, a lot of times people are looking at plays for things that they really are, that they really aren't. For example, when you look at the Julio Jones game with Carolina, like, the only thing that you focus on is Julio having 300. Did anybody know how many yards Matt Ryan passed for?
I think it was like 540-some yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like 540-some.
And he's an afterthought in that game. He's an afterthought. Nobody even recognizes him in that game. You see what I'm saying? So the symbolism when it comes down to Matt Ryan, I mean, the symbolism when it comes down to fans and the media, they don't care about numbers. They care about symbolism and how good a guy looks in a particular game. Because everybody kept saying is, damn, Julio got 300. Nobody said anything about, damn, Matt Ryan threw for 500 some yards. Nobody said that.
Yep.
So at the fact of the matter is, people don't care about stats. People don't care about winning. People don't care about anything. They don't care about nothing about what's in front of them. It's the guy that makes them feel good, whomever that guy is. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we can sit up here and say numbers and take numbers all. Like, another thing, that entire year, how many quarterback you think that actually threw for 4,000 yards in that year?
Let me see. Talking about 2016?
98. 98.
Ooh.
That
threw for over
4,000? Yeah. It wasn't
very many. The only one I could think of that came close to it was probably Brett Favre.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't really think majority of the quarterbacks even threw that close a yardage at that time.
No.
You're getting to what I was saying. You're getting exactly what I'm talking about. So would you say in 1998 and in the 90s, the games were a lot would you say the quality of the games were more valuable than they are today?
Are the quality of the games more valuable back then than now they are? Yeah. Because the thing about it is when you look at that period of time, especially in football, like that was what they call that was the time where the offensive line in a run game was the dominant force on majority teams.
And the wide receivers were that were an extension to that weapon.
Because you really didn't have that many tight ends like that outside of Tony Gonzalez, outside of Shannon Sharp.
Jay Novacek and guys like that.
Jay Novacek, right. You didn't really have that tight end that was a game changer like that.
Right.
You saw a few of them, but it wasn't like the mainstay of the league.
Nah, because you had people like Terrence Mathis and them going deep. Like they going up to the coach telling them, hey, telling quarterback, hey, give me the ball. I'm going deep. Like those kind of dudes. You know what I'm saying? And guaranteed, he told you give him the ball, he going down there and catching it. Ain't no dropping it, ain't no fumbling. He going to catch it and do what he do. And it's going to be 30 yards plus.
So guaranteed. So essentially what I'm saying, the reason why, and let me get this little nut hugger right here, said media, all media talks about is numbers. No, they don't talk about numbers. They worship, they talk about ding-a-lings, okay? That's what they talk about. They jump on the neck. They jump on the neck nut that they can get. Okay, they seeking it. All right, they seeking it. They don't talk about numbers, because if the media actually talked about numbers, you would look at the quality of games, how close these games are, and you look at the fact that right now in the NFL they're actually at an all-time low when it comes down to scoring. The numbers are combined numbers for overall scoring in the NFL is around 20. They try to keep that number over 21 points a game for all 32 teams. So anytime that number drops, and you can do the research all you want to, you can do the research, that number has actually dropped under 21 points a game right now. Because if they actually cared about numbers, they would know that what we're seeing, and we already kind of seeing the evolution. But we're seeing the NFL return back to valuing offensive line and the running game and having a decent passing game all together, because the numbers, quarterback numbers, wide receivers numbers have gotten bigger, but everybody else, especially on the defensive side of the ball, the numbers have gotten worse. Yeah. So again, they don't care about it, because again, another stat for you. Two guys in that 98 season threw the ball for over 4,000 yards. Two. The Atlanta Falcons, Chris Chandler. This dude threw for 3,100 yards. And we made a Super Bowl, but you're trying to tell me that we can't win and get to a Super Bowl without having a good quarterback? So this is, again, this is proof. 1998, one of the best offensive years in NFL history, and one of the best two teams in the Atlanta Falcons and Minnesota Vikings, both of those teams never threw the ball for over 4,000 yards. But both of those teams had running backs that ran the ball for over 1,200 yards. They had great offensive linemen. They had great defensive linemen. So again, if the NFL actually knew numbers, they would know that turning this into a shootout is actually going to hurt the league more than actually helping them.
Trust me, people call, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Anybody that really watched that game, they said that was the Super Bowl versus what we faced with the Broncos.
Denver.
Everybody said that right there, the Falcons versus the Vikings, that was a Super Bowl because that was a knockdown, drag out game.
Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead. Let me go ahead and kind of reiterate on what Mike said. As far as the numbers part about it, I wouldn't say that they don't care about numbers. They only care about numbers from guys that are not popular.
Yeah. They don't care about numbers because if the numbers, look, they care about their narrative. They don't care about numbers. They care about their narrative. So whatever those numbers say, that's going to help their narrative, that's what they care about. Because again, and Chris was right, how can you say they value the running back with the top four top running hold on, what the hell?
Basically saying, why did the top four running backs get cut from the teams?
Because of injury.
Because motherfuckers ain't finna be paid. Let me get that right quick,
Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
Please.
Okay. Let me ask everybody a question. What are the top three paid positions on the football team right now on average?
Quarterback,
wide receiver,
cornerback, O-line.
Offensive line.
Tackles and pass rushers. Now, with the quarterback market going up the way it's going, and we kind of getting some free goddamn information here, but this is gonna go basically to what I'm talking about. With the quarterback market going up every year, with the wide receiver market going up every year, guess who suffers? Money.
The running back.
Running backs.
Now, when Mike says they going back to embracing the balance. Yes, you embrace balance.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is it what you're going to see is running back by committee.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
It's the balance.
It doesn't mean that they don't value running the football. It just means that they're not going to be able to afford to pay running backs the type of money you think they deserve because the quarterbacks is getting all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their market is the market is essentially being squeezed out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was imperative for the Falcons to draft a guy like Bijan Robinson, because they understand that, like, if you're going to win in the NFL, if you even go back to the Chiefs have a two running back system. They have Clyde, whatever the hell is. It was hilarious. I never thought that was his name. And then you got Pacheco. They always have a two-back system. He's always – Andy Reid has always had a two-back system everywhere that everywhere he's been, he has a two-running back system. Mm-hmm. Everywhere he's been, he's had that. If you go back and look at the Packers, when he was with the Packers as a quarterback coach, they had a two running. They've always had that. That's always been a part of his scheme. That's how he was taught.
Most of the teams that win Super Bowls have multiple back systems.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I mean when they're talking about people. See, there's a difference between valuing numbers and looking at numbers. See, they only look at the numbers that they only care about that, like that pretty much just seek their narrative. That's the only thing they care about. They only focus on the numbers. But again, this is what I mean by when you have these quarterbacks that passing the ball for over 4,000 yards, a lot of times, most of the teams that pass the ball for over 4,000 yards, they don't have running games. Very few teams, a la Matt Ryan, The greatest show on turf. That's pretty much, it's not a lot of team that actually had a running game that ran the ball for over 1,500 yards. So it just doesn't happen. And that's what a guy like, Steve Young, they had one of the most electrifying offenses ever because he was a running threat. They had, I believe it was Ricky Waters at the time. They had him. Like, they had a dynamic a running game. So they combined the passing yards with the run, and that's why a lot of people even consider the Vikings as the greatest, one of the greatest offenses of all time, because they had Robert Griffin, they had Ronnie Cunningham. He was a running, he was a running threat as well as a passing threat. Like, all this was balanced.
Because you don't get into late situations and either burn out your quarterback or become one-dimensional. See, this is what y'all this is the part that y'all don't understand, and what Mike was saying earlier. This is why Kirk Cousins is looked at the way he is as far as playoff games. Because Mike just said it. If you're putting up 4,000 passing yards, that you really don't have a run game. That means that when defenses decide they want to blitz the shit out of your team, your quarterback ends up getting hurt some kind of way. Because now, after a while, the O-line, somebody's going to let somebody slip, and now your quarterback has to make business decisions. Or he's running for his life. With that running ability in there, you take away that ability to blitz. Why? Because now, guess what? You're wearing down the other team's defense.
Which is why the screen game is going to be so important for the Falcons in 2024.
That part. That's why Mike said it earlier. He said, with the way this team is being constructed, it's designed to where Kirk Cousins is not going to have to do very much. He's not going to have to do very much. He already said Bijan Robinson was a playmaker himself. He's a playmaker himself. So all you got to do is get the ball to your men. Game over.
Little John said, he said, anything before the year 2000 and after the year 2006 doesn't count, according to Chuck.
You do realize, for one, Chuckery. See, this is why I say y'all got to get the ants out your asshole. Okay, get the ants out your asshole. Get it out, because this is pure stupidity. Anybody know where the spread offense come from? Who made the spread offense popular? It was two teams that made the spread offense popular.
49ers, Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to throw that Houston Oilers team with Warren Moon, too. So it's three teams that made that popular.
The running gun
offense. So it was two teams that made that popular. And that was in the 80s and the 90s. So the offense that you're seeing right now, Mr. Chuck, and this is why you motherfuckers need to actually do your research before you start opening your stupid ass mouth just saying nothing before the 90s mattered. It's because even before we had Michael Vick, anybody know Sammy Ball? Anybody know him?
Mm-hmm.
Before they kept running stats, this guy was Michael Vick. Before they actually kept the stats. They didn't keep stats in their days like that. So all this stuff that y'all claim is, oh, it's only new. No, it's not new. Pick up a goddamn book and learn how to fucking read.
Randall Cunningham, you got Cordell Stewart.
Cordell Stewart,
Steve McNair.
Yes, yeah.
See, the thing with Vic, the biggest difference between Vic and those guys is Vic was faster. So, yeah. And this kind of goes into the question that I was asking. And we got about a couple more minutes before we get to the next topic. Is are Falcon fans really behind the team? I'm just asking in your opinion. I'm asking everybody in the chat in your opinion. Not all Falcons fans, but the main ones that you see on the internet who's always complaining about not having the prophecy at quarterback, the Michael Vick experience to be relived out here, or as they call it, we need Freaknik back at the Benz.
Yeah. They actually said that stuff.
So do you believe that these guys are really fans of the Falcons or tolerant of the Falcons?
I'll go for the second one, K-Styles.
Okay. Yep. You got tolerant. We got tolerant.
Tolerant.
Mike, what you say?
I'll just say tolerant just for my mental health sake.
Yeah, right.
So people right. in the chat, what do you think? Do you think that people are more fans of the team or more tolerant of the team? I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and figure that out in the chat. Like I said, I'm gonna get you, but as you're doing it, make sure y'all go ahead and if you haven't subscribed to Six Man K Styles channel, go ahead and do so. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get these likes up. Chuck said, I never said it was new. Who cares about that?
You said that dumbass shit that say it don't matter, so shut the fuck up. It do matter, because if it didn't matter, you wouldn't be seeing this the game that we enjoying today, you dumb. Like, some of y'all really don't understand the words that come out of your mouth.
The thing is, it only matters to Chuck when it's a part of the argument. See, if you notice, a lot of y'all out here like to throw stats and facts out the window when you're losing the argument.
Well, and Chuck, hold on. I'm going to say it like this. So, Chuck, if this is a dumbass conversation, you can leave. Because these conversations is what we have over here on a weekly basis. So, if you don't like these conversations, you can get the fuck out. Because at the end of the day, I'm sick and I'm tired of seeing folks coming in here who got all this vitriol for our channels, and we find out, and trust me, when I say we got eyes everywhere, we know.
Everywhere.
Yep.
So if you don't like the conversation, you don't have to watch. But the thing about it, what you will not do is you will not catch a bitch fit because the conversation ain't going to your narrative. So
if you
want to go that route,
hey, K-Styles, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's just go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. What the ever loving hell is y'all purpose? Like, I don't understand it. And Cat Williams said it. If you don't like something, why y'all keep showing up? Like, I don't get, if that's a mental disease. And I know mental health ain't nothing to joke about, but that's a mental disease. If you don't like a certain food, why you keep eating it? If you don't like a certain show, why you keep showing up? You not hurting our feelings.
All you doing
is showing everybody else consistently the level of your ignorance. That's it. You not hurting us.
I'ma just show up just to complain about.
Said K-Styles is coming on. You better watch or kapow. I'm sorry to be real. I'm sorry to be raw, but some of y'all need this, bro. What is the problem?
I always came to the consensus: if you don't like something, you don't watch it, or you don't participate in it.
Bingo.
I always thought about that, but it's like, why even put the energy into that?
If you don't like something, then stop it. That's they taught you that in kindergarten. If you don't like it, stop it.
All right, man. Hey, man. Let's get to this. Chuck, what the fuck ever, boy. The only reason you came over here because this is a quarterback conversation. But. Because trust me, he is not consistently in here unless
I have not seen this guy in here in weeks.
Okay,
I told you the only time he shows up in chat is just go with him Rutabaga, Josh Gill. Only time these guys ever shows up in these chats is when a quarterback conversation comes up. If there's no quarterback, well, I'm surprised the other two didn't show up.
They're on the way.
Yeah, they're on the way.
He put up the Kung Pao symbol.
All right, okay. Let's go ahead and get to the second topic, man. We just kind of dabbled on that one way too longer than I thought I was gonna do. So speaking of quarterback position, speaking of the quarterback for 2024, Kirk Cousins. And this is the Maya. Who was that question that gave you that question about ask you was he elite or a game manager?
Oh, this is, I forgot who it was.
Hold on, let me see. I'll find that question because I definitely give him a shout out. But Ooh. Do you believe that? Do you need Kirk Cousins to be more of a game manager in 2024 for this team to be successful?
I mean, let's be honest about this. I'm gonna bring up the boogeyman, for example.
Not the boogeyman.
How many games were we playing with the boogeyman?
Hold on, Mike.
No, you know which we talking about? We talking about the half cracker, half nigger, right? That's what we talking about.
No, Mike. We don't talk about them.
I can't say that. My bad. I mean, look. I'm black. I'm white. I got German ancestry, Spanish, and I'm a Negro. And look, I'm a mutt. I got all that. So I think I have.
Just call him the ice latte.
Okay, ice latte.
He's a frappe, motherfucker.
Okay, frappe. Okay, my bad. I mean, I do. That's really who I am. Okay, look, if y'all seen my great great granddad, you know. All right, you see where I get the big head and the eyes from. If you seen him, all right. So that's a whole nother story. But you look at the boogeyman. How many games did we win with the boogeyman?
Six.
We got six wins with a guy that was pretty much a turnover machine for the most part. He had good games. I'm not gonna say he didn't have good games. He had some damn good games, but he turned the ball over. So if you telling me that the Falcons can win six games with a guy that was turnover prone, we won seven games on the season with a backup. And we won a seventh game with a backup in
Taylor Heineke.
If we can win seven games with that, and you have a quarterback to Kirk Cousins' ability, and he's shown that he can be consistent and throwing at the very least 3,500 yards, you trying to tell me that the Falcons can't win games? He doesn't have to be elite. He just has to be consistent. Again, this is why I say if these guys actually cared about numbers, they would actually look at the numbers. And it's, again, 1998, one of the greatest offenses of all time. These guys didn't even throw the ball for 4,000 yards. This is what I'm talking about. So you don't care. It's not about the numbers. It's about your narrative that you care about. So in essence, in short, and cut it off, so I believe that a game manager is the proper term for a quarterback, because that's what you're supposed to be. You don't supposed to be a superhero. Right? Only certain guys are born with that clutch gene. You see guys like Matt Ryan. You see guys like Patrick Mahomes. You see guys like Dan Marino. Like, these guys are just born with a clutch gene that you just never seen before. So it's like I think The media, especially, have done us a great disservice. Even say that Tom Brady's clutch. Tom Brady's not clutch. He's a guy that benefit on having a great defense. This dude very seldom had defenses where he was like they were below top 15.
Right.
I don't think he's ever had anything that was below 25. Never in his career. but we calling him clutch. We calling him the greatest of all time because he benefited for great teams. So yes, Kirk Cousins, he can be a, I think, you know, for the most part, game manager is the right thing for him. I don't give a damn about being elite. I don't think too many people that has ever played in sports, period, or Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, like, you're not going to see those types of guys. So, elite, I can care less about the elite. Y'all can kiss my natural German ass, okay, with some damn elite word. I hate that fucking word.
Well, but I had a joke right there. I was like,
I'll leave it open. Y'all look, roast me. Look, y'all know I don't care.
Look, he said he was going. He said y'all kiss my ass with the 5 foot Nugan.
Right. But I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you.
I'm gonna see if I can find that picture of my great. All right, let me see if I can find it. I'm gonna show y'all.
But yeah, I believe I'm with Mike. All he needs to be is a game manager, because I've said this many times before. If your quarterback has to carry the team, you have deficiencies. Mm. It's not their job to carry the team. Their job is just to distribute the ball and make sure they don't turn it over. That's it. That's it. Everybody else got to do their job. Right. But and as I said, though, and I'm going back to the numbers, you do not throw for 4,000 yards and don't make it to the playoffs.
Oh, I got it, y'all. He look, don't laugh when y'all see it.
Oh, hell. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna put it in there.
Yeah, but oh, yeah. No,
I'm done.
You don't throw for 4,000 yards and don't get into the playoffs, especially not the weaponry we got.
He kind of does look like Senator Palpatine, by the way. I just want y'all to know that.
Wow, Jesus!
Oh, Lord.
He's a church. Man, look, I mean, it's gonna get y'all in y'all feelings, but hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Cause I mean, K Styles can't. I mean, am I wrong? You don't throw for 4,000 yards and don't get into the playoffs. I've never seen that.
I mean, in today's NFL, throwing for 4,000 yards is like throwing for 2,000 yards back then.
Yeah,
but consistently. But like you said, consistently, but that's the way the game is set up now. The game is set up where it's where it's almost pedestrian to throw for 4,700 yards the way the game is set up now.
Yeah.
But the thing about where this team is going into 2024, like you said, the main thing with it is, like you said, gang manager. That's
hold on. I'm sorry, K Styles, but he said full of cap, you need more than a game manager to win the game. Oh, so Chuck, you mean to tell me now it's a team sport? Now it's a team sport? Because it's Kirk Cousins. See, this is why I coined phrase y'all Kung Pao Negroes, because y'all switching back and forth. First, the quarterback is the end all be all when it comes to the football game and the team itself, as far as the wins are concerned. But now when we say that because of what the Falcons are building, Kirk Cousins, all he has to be is a game manager, now all of a sudden it's a team sport. You do realize, like I said, if your quarterback has to carry the team, you have deficiencies, i.e. O-line, i.e. defense. We've seen it before. Go back and do your homework. It was right in your face with Matt Ryan. But now it's a team sport.
Y'all ready for it?
Yeah.
I thought managing the game was the quarterback's description job.
That's the point.
It's like a point guard in the NBA.
Oh my God.
You know what? Some of y'all know is touchdown, field goal, quarterback, and half of y'all get that wrong.
So let me add, hold on,
K-Style. I just want to show y'all the picture. All right. So this is Jesus. Don't look now. Y'all gonna see where the evil part of me comes from. So
God, let me see this. Where that though?
Yeah, that's Senator Palpatine. That's Senator Palpatine right there.
Don't he look like a fucking psycho?
He look like he up to some shit.
I see why you ain't shit.
Yeah.
That boy look like Zordon.
Yeah. So that's my great all right, grandfather. All right, so just so y'all know.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh my God.
And I'm gonna ask everybody in the chat a question. How many of y'all think that the quarterback is the only position that matters on the football team? No. This is gonna set up a series of questions though.
Okay.
Bro, we're definitely brewing some shenanigans back there. Boy, that man,
he said that looked like great Uncle Billy Joe.
Damn, boy.
Granddaddy was a rolling trickster.
Goddamn.
He said, "I got hoes." But for real, this is a serious question. How many of y'all think that the quarterback position is the determining factor into winning championships?
Say that again so I can...
Hold on. Okay, this is what I'm saying. How many people that's in this chat right now believe that the quarterback position is the only position that determines championships?
Okay.
I see where you're
going. I'm just waiting on answers. So nobody up here saying anything. We're just going.
I know somebody gonna say something stupid.
I'm just waiting for a couple of answers.
Anthony
White said, "If you think the quarterback position, the only thing that matters, you don't know football. It's very important, but not the only position that's important." I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm just gonna go. This is my personal take on it. I think the offensive line is more important than the quarterback.
Sounds better when you say it.
Bingo.
Let me give you the explanation. When we're talking about these great quarterbacks in this league, they always give the praise when things go good. If it's a situation that doesn't fit, okay, then we're doing good. What is the first thing they turn to? Either he didn't have no weapons, or he didn't have no offensive line.
Or the coach let him down.
But that's where the conversation you get looked in the side eye. Because on one hand, you can't say that this guy's elite, but then when he struggles, blame it on everybody else.
K-Style, can I say something? Just to back up what you said. People, y'all do realize without the offense, there is no run game, there is no pass game, and your quarterback is pretty much going to be in the hospital after the first couple plays, because it's the O-line that makes it possible for the running backs to do their job. It's the O-line that makes it possible for the quarterback to not only stand upright, But get the ball out. Because we've seen teams that have bad O-lines and what happened to their quarterback, i.e. Carolina.
Right. I like that one, Noah.
Yeah.
I like Noah.
Noah said, you'll never thank a bridge after you use it. The O-line never gets the praise they deserve for allowing the plays to happen.
Thank you. Right. So you can like a quarterback all you want. Again, I say, and I will stick with this. If you don't have an O-line, your quarterback is pretty much null and void. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. That position doesn't even matter if you don't have an O-line because he can't do his job.
I'll be honest with you. Like, you know, if you don't have an O-line, hell, most of them offensive skill positions don't mean shit.
Right.
Don't mean nothing.
Let's break that. Let's break down the pyramid of what I'm talking about. Y'all ready for this breakdown?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Dig it.
So as we have the O-line, right? What is the main thing that when we talk about with quarterbacks in order for quarterbacks to make plays? They need time in the pocket. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. So you gotta have time in the pocket, being able to get through your progressions, you know, get your throws out, boom, boom, boom. Okay, so if the quarterback gets the time to make those progressions, who benefits from the quarterback getting those through his progressions to getting in the ball?
Wide receivers. The weapon.
Wide receivers, the tight ends. If the quarterback doesn't have time to get the ball to his receivers, guess who don't eat? I'm not saying. Guess who doesn't eat if the quarterback doesn't have time to throw the football?
Wide receiver, tight end.
There you go. Now let's turn to the run game. Now, for a running back to be able to consistently get positive yardage, what's needed to be done?
First, blocking. Second of all, being able to open up lanes for said player to get through.
And getting to the second level. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens to a running back that does not have an offensive line outside of Barry Sanders? Because that was a damn near anomaly right there, because that offensive line was atrocious.
They normally get stuffed at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. So, I'm not going to say the quarterback isn't an important position, but in order for that quarterback to be in an important position, it needs them hogs up front to do their damn job.
That part.
Let me kind of put it. Go ahead. I want to bring it home after this.
Okay. So the question is, do you think the quarterback position is the only position that determines Super Bowl championships?
Nope.
Go ahead, Mike. Nope. You say you're gonna bring it in. Go ahead.
Well, anybody know this guy named Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I have no idea. I have no idea who that is. Explain to us.
Yeah. Who is that, Mike?
Hit me. He the real king of the Ali Shuffle, but that's a whole nother story. But anybody know what he's infamous for besides being a boxer?
What, Mike? What is it?
It's damn near impossible to get to him because he got 900 guys that's like 6'4", 6'8", 340 pounds. He have a whole, like, when I tell you.
Oh, you talking about the security. Oh, no, you ain't getting him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So in order for the quarterback to be an elite quarterback, you haven't have an elite group of security guys around you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an elite security. It's impossible to get the guys like 50 Cent. It's impossible to get guys like, you know, the president of the United States if you ain't related to the mob. Right? But that's a whole nother conversation in itself. But it's impossible to get to these guys. Why? Because they have a team of guys that is suited for that assignment, which is protection. So if you have the right protection around you, it's damn near impossible for the quarterback to make a mistake. So this is why having an offensive line is so essential. It's key. If you don't have the offensive line, you can't hand the ball off to the running back, because he's going to get his ass smashed in the backfield. We done seen that. How many times have we seen, before we even hand the damn ball off, the damn running back done already got hit? We don't see that so many times with Devontae Freeman. That's why his ass has so many damn concussions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many times have we seen Matt Ryan get hit, get sacked 8 times in the first half?
First damn quarter.
Third game is still a nightmare. I thought he was going to die. I was literally on my knees praying to God, Jesus, please help Matt Ryan. That man got hit like 15 times in the first half. Pittsburgh destroyed. Look, I don't know how Matt Ryan survived. I really don't know how he survived that.
I don't know how the hell he survived. That man was getting hit like 250 times a year.
So what you're saying is Matt Ryan was getting hit like there was no offensive line there at all. Is that what you're saying?
He was getting hit like a scrambling quarterback. That's how much he was getting hit. But you see what Chuck said. He said, no, you need a complete team.
Offense.
I know. Okay, you literally sat there and walked right into what I'm talking about again. I don't know why Chuck always walk into this. If you don't have an offensive line, how the hell are you going to have a complete team?
Well, first of all, if you don't have an offensive line, you don't have an offense.
So just to test his theory, we need to do an experiment. The experiment needs to be is you take away the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So where it's just a center, a quarterback under like this, and you have 4 defensive linemen in front of. Tell me the result.
Andrew Luck, anybody?
Wait. No. Because per Chuck's thought process, the running backs and the tight ends are going to block for the one wide receiver that may get downfield if the quarterback isn't already knocked out by this. That's basically what he's telling us. So, in order to have a complete offense, don't worry about the offensive line. We just going to have these guys. Hopefully, they'll get down the field sometime, one of these quarters.
So, how can your skill players get the ball if the quarterback doesn't have time to give them the ball?
Well, I mean, y'all saw what happened, though. Your quarterbacks don't do good throwing balls from their cheeks and manscaped.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Adonis Cody, because he was the one that sent that question. He sent the question about the game manager.
Okay. So, shout out to
Adonis. That's my partner right there, man. So show him some love on that. Appreciate the question,
I mean, K-Styles, I got another question for you. So who does the defense blitz?
The defense is going to blitz the quarterback.
Okay.
They blitz the quarterback. My bad.
Yeah. Okay. So they blitz the quarterback. So how the quarterback gonna block and throw the ball at the same time?
He can't.
There you go.
So the offensive line is gonna consist of a center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Going against a 4-man front. Tell me if you think you're gonna get a complete offense with no offensive line.
And if you're tied, and if you're tied Bowles, he gonna give you the whole defensive line. So that may be 7 men.
7-on-1.
Right. 7-on-1. Well,
hey, go ask Andrew Luck how that worked out for him.
Right. I tell y'all right now, if y'all want to see where that go back and watch the Panthers season from the 2023 and see what happened to Bryce Young. Bryce Young was trying to find Jesus on that field.
Hey, look, about what I was saying, call about the big uglies. That's exactly what they are.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody said it.
Anybody remember the offensive line for the Minnesota Vikings? Who was the best offensive lineman on it?
You talking about from this past season, or are you talking about the 98 team?
The 98 team.
Oh, shit.
You remember the offensive line coach?
That was Mike Tice, right?
Okay, so he was known for developing some of the greatest offensive line, right?
Corey Stringer, RIP. Then later on, you had like Brian McKinney, Matt Berg.
Right, exactly. So
Steve Hutchinson.
They was great left tackles. And then when you go to the Rams.
Orlando Pace.
So
I think Kyle Turley was later on.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck was the center? I keep forgetting his damn name. Shit. Damn. I gotta look it up because I'm trying to think. Was it Adam Zimmerman? I'm trying to think. Was that the name?
Hold on.
Adam Zimmerman.
So the reason why I'm saying this is like everybody like to focus on the fact that it's like it's great quarterback play, but it goes on to show you I got the roster right here. All right, so it is okay. All right, damn, I forgot about this. So you have the they had some pretty good offensive linemen. Torrey Holt, what the right tackle? Yeah, they have this set up. So Ryan Tucker, Adam Timmer.
That's it, Ryan Tucker. Yeah, I remember that name.
That's the game name. But they had Cameron Spikes, John St. Clair, Pete Swanson, Adam Timmer. But Timmerman was one of the great. But like this goes on to show you that even with these great teams, we like to really focus on the fact that the quarterback's got a lot of the focus, but let's be honest, man, it's like they wouldn't have been successful without a Ryan Tucker, Orlando Pace, and Timberman. Like, these guys were very good players. They allowed Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, time in the pocket to be even Andy McCullum. It was another one too. The center. So it's like a lot of these teams that we like to praise. Nobody like they the offensive linemen.
What? Well, that means we about to go ahead and start winding down. So unfortunately, Big Blue and the Blick Blue couch over here on my phone said that we're gonna have to wrap the show up.
Oh my God.
I hope this shit don't get flagged for that book. I'll be mad as hell if that shit happens. I'm like, bro, how I get a copyright strike on a ringtone on my phone. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and wind this damn show down. Like I said, man.
Got more. Hey, by the way, exclusive content coming to Mad Mike membership. I'm gonna upload a lot of videos that's gonna be exclusively on the Mad Mike membership. So you gotta be a member to get a hold of these videos. A lot of them is gonna be my top Atlanta Falcons of all time, a top players of all time. And we're going to have discussions, and I'm going to answer a lot of questions in regards to how and what you guys. But it's only $199, okay? $199. Smoke a blunt a month with your boy, Mad Mike, Six-Man K-Style. I know you're going to pass the blunt a month. $199, okay? That's it. $2. $2. $2. I know y'all got $2. If y'all want exclusive content, all right? This is exclusive content. Because we got some thieves out here, and they're trying to take your ideas. So I want to keep that exclusively to the, you know, our channel. So, again, $199. All right? $199. That's it. Mad Mike Sports exclusive content. I already started upload process to that anyway. So I got a few of them now. So, again, $199. Smoke a blunt a month with your boy, Mad Mike.
Hey man, so and as we always say, man, definitely good conversation tonight. I know the folks that normally would show up to cause chaos. We one of them was already in here, but I know the other four or five of them have been watching. As we already know, we see you. So, like I said, make sure if you're gonna clip the video and y'all gonna talk shit, let me know so I can join in the festivities too. Mm-hmm. So until next time, people. Oh, yeah, definitely. Friday night. What we got? What you got, Juan?
Hey, look, man. ATL Sports Endgame Friday night. We're going to be bringing on some topics. We are going to continue this conversation. We are going to beat you guys over the head with the facts, stats, and the truth. And we're going to have fun doing it. So, look, hey, make sure you guys be on the lookout. Also, if you have not, make sure you guys go ahead and like, share, and subscribe to Therapist ATL78. By the way, I want to give everybody a shout out and a thank you to all who subscribed. Man, I got over 100 subscribers. Let's keep this thing going. You know, like I said, I'm trying to get this channel monetized. Hey, trying to do my brothers proud. So salute to all y'all that subscribed, man. If y'all haven't, go check me out. Look, the foolishness is going to keep on going, but look, we're going to beat y'all over the head with the facts, the stats, and the truth.
What are they subscribing to?
Therapist ATL78 on YouTube.
There you go. So, as well as make sure you tune in. We got Mikey coming up and Georgia Sports Nation, as well as we got Coach Unchained coming on Friday as well. So the lineup is hot. Hey, I think we got Mike, do we know if OG still doing the review for WrestleMania for tomorrow? Didn't he say he was gonna do it for tomorrow?
I believe so.
Okay. And then, like I said, make sure you catch over the weekend as well. We got Noah and Trey. Like I said, these are our draft experts here. This is where we get our information from. Mm-hmm. He said, if you want extended stuff, I just did an 8-hour show as well.
Look, that's why we call him the professor, man.
That's the professor. I probably don't want that title, but
no, but
we got love for y'all. We got love for everybody that tuned in here. Like I said, we got love for the people that love us. We got love for the people that hate us. It's half ass love for the folk that don't like us, but you still got love. But at the end of the day, what we do over here, it's conversation first.
Mm-hmm.
If you get offended, that's a you problem. That's a you problem.
Welcome. This is the land of dogs. If you can't handle the conversation, just do yourself a favor and unsubscribe. Because we go in on each other. Everybody get their work. Nobody's including myself.
So as y'all already know, the staples of this channel is always going to be, we're going to have conversations that varies all over the football team. So if you're looking for a channel that exclusively for quarterbacks, we're outside of Mad Mike Sports, you're not going to find it over here, because what we do over here is we show appreciation to all 53 men on the roster, not just two.
And as I say,
you can't be the hero if the villain never existed. So, my friends, be the villain, not the fool. Until next time, people, we ain't here to play.
Oh, no.
We here to stay.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
You ain't got to go home.
But you got to get the hell out of here.
Deuces. I like that new ending quote. I finally feel like I fit in now. Oh my God. Hey, man.